Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever walked the floor? Oh, thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to bring to you, without further ado, Evangelist Patricia Benjamin. Evangelist?
Bless you. God bless you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord He hath made, and I will, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, that we laid down on that night and we awakened this morning, clothed in our right mind, and the blood was yet running warm in our veins. And for that reason and that reason alone, we should give God the praise and the thanks and the glory and honor that's due Him. No matter what this day might unfold, we have the now. We have the now to give God the praise. We have the now to give God the thanks. We have the now to give God the glory. And we would just lift our hands and just wave towards heaven and just let God know that we appreciate His love that He has extended towards us so that we are able to just lift our hands. There's some that can't lift their hands this morning. There's some that can't stand on their feet today. There are some that's not in their right mind. There's some that's having heart problems. There's some that's having many problems. But thank God, we are yet able to give God his praise and thank him. Come on and clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you. No matter what your situation, no matter what the circumstances are, we should always be able to clap our hands and tell the Lord thank you. When you are a born-again Christian, when you are a child of God, the word of God declares in Psalm, it says, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, bless his name. Come on and give God a praise offering. Give him a hand clap on today, for it is a beautiful, beautiful September day. We just thank God for all of the benefits that this day has for us, that God has rolled up for us. And they're like gifts and with bows on them, and they're pretty. And the box is to be opened today. And the way that you can unlock the box, the way that you can open your box today is by telling the Lord thank you, by blessing his name, by giving him his due. Give honor to whom honor is due, and honor is due unto the Lord every day. And today, for David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, for his praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's a pretty tall statement to make. But apparently David had gone through some things, and he found out, rather than complain about it, is to just bless God anyhow. And the more you bless God, the more lighter the burden becomes that seems to have you oppressed and depressed and weighing you down. If we could just learn how to bless God, no matter what it looks like. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. I've been there and I've done that. I've been faced with circumstances and situations, and it was hard to bless God. But the moment that I began to bless God, things began to get better. I remember I'm going back in a remembrance of when I fell and I shattered my shoulder bone, and I'm laying there in the emergency room and on that gurney, and the doctor comes in after looking at the x-rays and says, you need a brand new shoulder, or I have to make you a whole new shoulder. Your entire shoulder is completely gone. And I couldn't right at that moment bless the Lord, because my flesh, the human part of me, began to hurt. But when I collected myself and I began to talk to God about it, I said, Lord, I didn't ask for this. I didn't come here for this news. I didn't come here for this information. And the Lord spoke back to me and said, and whose report will you believe? And I said, God, I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. His report said that I'm not going to have a brand new shoulder. His report was letting me know that if I would trust him, he'll take me through the pain. If I would trust him, it would be a long process, but I would be all right, because he would walk with me and he would talk with me and he would let me know that I'm with you. I got your back. I got your side. I got your front. I got you in the palm of my hand. Or the pain will be there. Some discomfort will come. You cannot reach like you could before you fell. Oh, yes, those things are real. They'll be there. But I am God. I'll be with you. Jesus said, I'm with you always. And when we begin to pull him into our circumstance, don't close them out with negative saying, why me, why this, why that. But when we would start to bless him, you move him in your direction, and he begins to work for you. And I had pulled out my cake and my candles, and I was going to light my candles and have my pity party, laying there in that ER and just thinking about, I had no shoulder. How am I going to cook? How am I going to bathe myself? How am I going to make a cake? And my aunt Bert came in with her blessed oil, and she said, I know you're in pain, and I don't want to touch you. And she said, Patty, it's going to be all right. And I said, Auntie Bert, the doctor said, I need a whole new shoulder. But my Aunt Bert began to bless God. She said, that devil is a liar. And she began to pray for me. And up until this day, I still have the shoulder that God gave me from my birth. Somebody clap your hands and tell God thank you. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. And I had to get in a hurry and start seeking God in that hospital because the news was devastating. And some of you got news that was devastating. Some of you are going to get news that's devastating. But if you can remember to bless God, God will bless you in the midst of your storm. Ah, he will help peace. Be still. The flesh coming up against the spirit. He'll speak to it, and he'll tell your flesh to be still. For I, the Lord, am God, and I made thee, and I know how to work it out for you. So be mindful. Be mindful of how we think. Okay, we're in the flesh. I understand that. And the Lord understands that. It wasn't anything that when he was here on the earth that he didn't experience for us. He knows about our struggles. He knows the trials that we go through because he already went through it for us. But he's with us to help us get through. As a little boy in my church preached, if God brought you to it, God will take you through it. I don't know why I'm going this way today. I didn't plan to go this way. But that's the good thing that I like about the relationship that I have with Jesus and I, because it's his word that I'm putting out there. So therefore, he knows what he would like to say through me, the vessel. So I just thank God for being used this way. I'm excited today. I have my mom with me, and she's sitting, and she's listening to what her daughter is saying so attentively. And I just thank God for every listener, even if I don't know your name. I thank God for you tuning in for in his presence with Evangelist Patricia Benjamin. I want to give a shout out to everyone who is listening. God be with you. God bless you. It sounds like I'm closing, but I'm not. I just wanted to get that in. Sometimes I get excited when I'm talking about Jesus and God, the Word of God, and things you have in your mind that you want to say. You don't say them because so much is going on in your mind. So I just slow it down for a moment and just tell you all, I love you, I love you, I love you, and you can't do a thing about it. Tell someone about the broadcast that you're on the air with Evangelist Patricia Benjamin in his presence. I'm standing here, and I'm looking at something, and it's going away from my message, but it's okay because somebody today needs to hear this. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you treaded seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Oh, isn't that just beautiful? It just blends in what God was just saying earlier. Just bless me. Just praise me. Don't quit. Don't stop there. This is on the wall here, and it's been here for a long time. But God just fastened my eyes onto it. And let me continue because this is encouraging someone today. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learn. And many failures turn about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Did you hear that? And many a failure turn about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Hang in there. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't get bitter. Don't quit. Don't give up. Though the pace seems slow, and God knows when you're waiting on the Lord sometimes, it seems like, oh, my God, this is taking forever. But don't say that, because forever is a very, very, very long time. You might succeed with another blow. You see that? That blow that comes, that might be what you need to get that boost to get you from a place that you're in to a purpose. These things happen many times because you've been stuck in that spot too long. And God has to allow adversity and these things to come so that you will say, you know what, I can't take this. I got to get up and do something about this. It's no need in you having a headache and the Excedrin is sitting there and you don't get up and go and get them, put them in your hand, put them in your mouth, take a drink of water or soda, however you choose to take it with, and do something about it. So, but you can quit. Just sit there and do nothing. But that's not the way to go. Let's go back to put this a little bit more here. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggles has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup, and he learned too late. When the night slipped down, he closed, he was to the golden crown. Oh, my goodness. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tent of the clouds of doubt, and you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems, ooh, yeah, when it seems so far. Way. Oh, my God, look at this. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you mustn't quit. Ooh. Somebody say amen. Let the church say amen. I went through some readings on yesterday with my sister. Let me straighten out reading. I don't do readings. I mean some poems and things like this one, Don't Quit. And I had ran across several of them that I had collected, and I was sharing one of them with my sister. And I said, Jackie, I might just do this one on tomorrow. But I couldn't, it didn't seem to be what I needed for today. So I said, I won't bother to read anything but the Word of God. And as I stood here talking about my circumstance over a year ago, my eyes went to this plaque on the wall that says, don't quit. So I want to encourage you not to quit today. I know you're not jumping and bumping and stomping, and I'm not yelling and screaming or however, but anyhow, whatever it is, it is. It's the Word of God to you. Don't quit. Now let's go to our Bibles. Matter of fact, if I could just get a song now, Dr. Scott, any song would do, whatever you play, I won't complain. I don't care. Jesus is real, whatever. Just give my listeners and me. Amen. Jesus is real, for I know Jesus is real. I'd like to apologize for the song. It's John P. Key. Jesus is real. I know the Lord is real to me. I tried it, and I know for myself. I can't go on how grandma felt. I can't go on how mom felt, because I tried Jesus for myself, and I know that what they were talking about, I found out it is so, because Jesus is real. I know the Lord. He is real to me. Just grab that. Jesus is real. God is not dead. He is still alive. Oh, bless the Lord. Somebody thinks that he's dead, but he's not dead. He's yet alive. There is nothing that the enemy is cooking up against you that God can't fix. If anything coming your way, God can help you handle it until you get through it. Oh, hallelujah. Anyhow, bless the Lord. We used from YouTube our songs, and they're downloaded and then uploaded and then loaded into our equipment, so therefore sometimes it's not clear. I apologize for that. We mean well. We want to give you a little song here and there, because some of you don't get out to get to the service of God. So we want you to feel like this recording puts you in the atmosphere of a church service, of feeling the presence of God even that much more. So please bear with us. We'll have to find a technology that will do this for us that's a lot clearer and smoother. So I apologize for any sound that wasn't pleasant in your ear. But he started out telling you, Jesus is real. I know that the Lord, he is real. Me. Can you get that testimony today that Jesus is real? Can you teach that to your household? Will you let them know that Jesus is real? No matter. Even though the lady sang the song, I need a little more Jesus. We need him because he's real and he's able to carry us through. My pastor said, just ask the Savior to help you, comfort, and strengthen. He will keep you. Jesus, he's willing to help you, for he will carry you through. And John said, I found him. I tried him, and I found him to be a friend. Jesus is real. Praise his name. Now, let's go to the book of the Bible, which is God's word, he and his son. I wrote this several years ago, and that's how God does. He'll have you to write things down, not for then, but for now. Oh, bless his name. I believe I'm looking in my book here, and I wrote these back in 2004, according to what I have jotted down here, and this is, what, 2013, and God is just now bringing this message to whomever needed. He's already preached it to me, so now I'm going to try to deliver it unto you. And I'm coming out of the book of Genesis. I know you can't keep up with me a lot of times, but that's fine. I believe I'm at the chapter of Genesis 18, I believe, and verse 11 in the book of Genesis. And I am ready to read. Say amen. Amen. Amen means it is so. The word of God is so. The sentence begins with the word now. And it says, now Abraham and Sarah were old. Genesis 15:21. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I'm doing the nows today. N-O-W. Now. Hold on to that. We give you a lot of subject, you lose some of it. So this is just simple. Now. Somebody said, well, what did she preach from? Now. This is how it is. Now. Now. My mom, when When we would do things, and my mom's very pleasant, very soft, mild, humble, meek, beautiful woman. Very seldom she raised her voice in all the years that I've known her. She's just not that type of person. But when she meant business, when she told us to do something or not to do something, we God could get away, but when she said now, when she finished her sentence and put now on it, we knew she meant business. She didn't have to yell. She said, I'm not going to say that anymore. I'm tired of that now. When she said now, that was it. Whatever. Shut it down or keep it moving. So God is saying here, now. Now, meaning in this moment. Now. God is talking now. He's talking to you now. Say to yourself, now. Now I'm hearing God's voice. Now I'm hearing the word of God. Now, let's get back to the word, and I don't have a lot of time here. Now, therefore, there's a lot of nouns. You will hear me talk about Sarah and somebody else. It's a lot of nouns that God pulled out of the scripture for me. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you. Exodus 18:11 says, now I know that the Lord is greater than all the gods. And that's a G-O-D, small G-O-D, S, meaning spirits and whatever else is out there. We're getting ready to approach October. And you know, the goblins and the, you know, they come out. That's their time. Okay. But know that God is greater than that and them. Okay, Exodus 32:10. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them. We see here God's not, he's getting ready to clean out for his children. Praise our God. Somebody say now. Okay. Somebody is pleading to God for you now. Somebody is praying for you now. Somebody is not calling your name, but they're saying, Lord, bless him, bless her, fix it for her, fix it for him. That including you without your name, because it's the circumstances that you're sending up to God. Somebody's already praying on that. Bless the Lord. Joshua 9:23. Now therefore, ye are cursed. Please read verses 2-4 and so on to get the gist of what's going on here. 1 Samuel 3:7. Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. 2 Chronicles, I believe it is, 30:8. Now, do not be stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourself to the Lord. Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember now. Now, remember your Creator. Jonah 1:17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish. You can't duck God. He prepared a great fish for Jonah. You can't duck God. If God have need of you, my God in heaven, surrender. God's got a fish prepared for you. So in other words, you can't die until God uses you in the manner of which he sent you here to this earth to be used for. God prepared when they threw him overboard. He could have drowned, but God prepared a fish to catch Jonah, to swallow him up. Now, God did that right then, right at, on the moment. God had the fish there waiting for Jonah. Let's begin. Jesus, Matthew 2:1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Acts 3:1. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. That was the ninth hour. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe we shall live with him. Now, may the God of hope fill you with all joy. 1 Corinthians 4:18. Now, some are puffed up. These are the nouns. I hope you like them. 12:27. Now, you are the body of Christ. 2 Corinthians. I know it's a lot of scriptures. Just hold on to the next. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, who leads us in triumph in Christ. 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit is, there is liberty. Chapter 13 and 7 says, now I pray that you do no evil. My goodness. Do what is honorable. 3, Ephesians 20. Now unto him who is able to do, oh my goodness, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask. I want to go back and say, now unto him who is able, God is able to fix our circumstances. God is able to bless his children. God is able to deliver us from all unrighteousness. God is able to do as he said that he would do in his word. He said, I will take care of you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I am the Lord, thy God. Go back and tell them that I am. But tell somebody today, I am able to do what he said he will do. I'm going to read that again because I got excited over that one. Ah, blessed man. Let's go back and read that again. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Somebody said, I heard it in the spirit. Said, I've been asking God a long time, and I've not gotten an answer from him yet. I've been seeking God a long time about this situation, and nothing has happened yet. I even thought I was knocking at the door of God's heart, but he did not open the door and let me in. But God is yet able to answer every question that you've got in your mind, every prayer that you pray. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Just wait your time. Just wait your time. As you wait your time, you will mount up with wings of evil. But sometimes we got to wait in order to get our wings strengthened. We got to wait on God. Oh, bless his name. God is able today. You need to know that. Stop complaining. Stop. Oh. Let's go here. I'm excited over the word of God. Woo, God is able. Yes, he is. Somebody say, yes, he is. Oh, bless his name. Hebrews 10 and 38. Now the just, the word today is now. Now the just shall live by faith. 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You asked, you prayed, you believed, but your faith, God, decides when he wants to send you, what he's going to send you. I asked God for something a long time ago, and when it happened, it blew my mind. I received a prophecy in 2000, and it didn't come to pass until 2006. But when it came to pass, it was right on time. Oh, bless his name. God is able to do that what he said he would do. God is able. He can do what he says he will do. But the just, we got to live by faith and not by sight. We got to see God in the trees. We got to see him in the clouds. We got to see him when he's not visible. We got to see him when he's visible. But we still got to trust by God in order. Let me move on from that. Let's go to Timothy's gospel. Timothy's gospel reads, now the Spirit said that in latter times, some will depart from the faith. I was just telling you to hold on to your faith. Don't doubt God, because he your husband. Wait on God. If God told you gonna give your wife, he's coming with your wife, but wait till he's finished putting her in order for you, because you are out of whack. And God is not gonna give you the woman that will understand you, or else you'll be in and out before you know it. I don't know why God's going this way. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I'm having fun over here. Yes, I am. Some will depart from the faith, giving heed, look out, to deceiving spirits and doctrine. False doctrines are out there. A lot of spirits with an S, not spirit. Spirit is Jesus and God. Let me make that plain. The Spirit, Jesus says, of God is upon me. Spell the word spirit and stop there when you're talking about Jesus and his Father. The Spirit of God making intercession. Gee, bless his name. It was by the Spirit of God that he ascended up to his Father. The Spirit. But when you start saying spirit with an S, you're talking about the demons and the devils from hell. Those are spirits I see at the liquor store. Yes, I do. They got a sign up there that says spirits. Oh, bless his name. That's why some of you, when you drink that liquor or drink that wine, you get crazy because you're full of spirits and not the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God don't act that way. Said, what in the world is wrong with him? Can he drunk? He'll be full of spirits, all kinds of spirits. And his body is just taking over, so he just might do anything. But when you're full of the Spirit of God, oh, bless his name. He can lead and he guides you along your way. Oh, my goodness. Spirits and doctrines, people preaching and teaching the wrong thing. And if you can't read your Bible, get somebody to read it to you. They got tapes now. Read and know for yourself. You ought to be able, when a preacher is up preaching, including myself, and I'm not preaching or teaching the oracles of God, don't listen. Because I'm leading you the wrong way. If you're in a church and they're talking against God, if they're talking against Jesus, you need to put yourself outside of that door, because there is no God in that place. Because I can't say God's not real. I can't say Jesus is not real. Because why, he lives on the inside of me. Greater is he on the inside. I don't need those spirits in my body. I don't have to drink a beer. I don't have to drink a beer to feel better. I don't have to drink the wine to feel better. I don't have to drink the liquor to feel relieved. I got stress and I need a little drink. Then all I need is to call upon the name of Jesus. He's the only spirit that I need in my body. Oh, bless his name. But I give you Jesus. I give you Jesus today. Let God arise and let the enemies of God be scattered. I give you Jesus. Greater, no greater, no greater, no greater love has no man than Jesus, that he laid down his life for you, that you can live abundantly, that you can walk in the newness of the Spirit, that you shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint when you got the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you. Somebody needs to say, Spirit of the living God, fall, fall fresh on me. I'm feeling Jesus right now. Feel Jesus in this place. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm so glad that I've got the Spirit of the living God on the inside, working on the outside. What a change. What a change. What a change in my life. Oh, bless God. Woo, my Savior. God sent me. Yes, Yes, Lord, I feel you, Jesus, in this place. I feel Jesus in this place. The Bible said that stir up the gift of God that's in you. And my gift right now is stirred up. The gift of the Holy Ghost is stirred up on the inside of me. And I feel Jesus in this place. The place I'm talking about is in my own body. You by now should feel Jesus in your place, because the anointing of God is upon me, and I'm asking God to disperse it through the airwaves. That you are feeling. Don't tell me you're feeling chills. Don't tell me you're feeling goosebumps. But let me tell you what it is. It's not a chill, and it's not a goosebump. It's called the anointing of God. You're feeling God's presence, and you ought to yield to it. You ought to tell God, thank you for the touch. Thank you for the feeling, oh God. Oh, bless the Lord. Let me move on just a little bit more, because I don't have much time. But I want to tell you, now God is talking. Now God is moving. Now, whether you see him or not, God is moving on your behalf. Somebody say, now. That's all you need to say, now. And it means business. Now, sanction something. Something's going on. I heard my brother Michael say, when I talked with him on Sunday, he said, Patty, God is up to something. And I believe it. God is up to something. Right now, I feel him moving. I see him walking across the face of the water just for me. I see him cutting Satan down to get me my blessing. I see Jesus moving. I see Jesus telling the devil to step back. I see Jesus telling the devil to leave me alone. I see Jesus telling the devil to leave you alone, because why? You belong to him. He speaks up for his children. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I feel Jesus. In this place. The clock said don't quit. Time is winding up. Don't you quit. Now is the time to trust God like never before, because the things that's about to come on the earth, now is the time to trust God. Now is the time to hear God's voice through his word and obey him now. Don't forget it now. Why? Because Jesus, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And you know the rest of the story. The rest of the story goes, and with his stripes we are healed. That's how the story goes. With his stripes we are healed. Now it's already been done. He ain't dying no more. He died once, and he shed his blood, and his blood cleanses, his blood purifies, his blood makes us whole. Now is this accepted time. Now is when we need to tap into Jesus like never before, because he got what you need. My grandmama said, I've got just what I wanted. I've got just what I wanted. What I wanted from the Lord. Why did you get it? Because he had it for you. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. For we are complete in him. All everyone who thirsts, come, for he is the lily of the valley. Bread to a starving land. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Jesus, the light of the world. Jeremiah says he's just like fire shut up in the bones. And when fire is there, you're going to move. When fire is on the inside of you, you won't be afraid to clap your hands. You won't be afraid to get out of wave offering. You won't be afraid to say, yes, Lord. That's what some of us need to do. Lord, but if God is calling you, just say yes, Lord, because now is your time. Just say yes, Lord. Oh, I'm about to close. Because I can't finish this like I want to finish. I'm about to close, but I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for the blood. I'm going to read just a little bit more. Oh, my God in heaven, and I'll be closing with this scripture here. Somebody tell God thank you. Somebody tell him thank you. Oh, Lord. See, if I was in church right now with this sermon, I'd have my musician. And every time I'm on, he'd hit that organ or two. I'd have a drum over there beating. But let me tell you something. I don't need the organ. I don't need the piano. It will help. I don't need the drummer. But I got Jesus. You better know, if no one is with you, that Jesus is with you. I would love to have the organ right now to make it sound real good. I'd love to have Raymond on the drum to make the drum talk for me. I'd like to have Brother Meek to crank up his saxophone and begin to toot with me over Les' name. I'd love to have Benny Cummings and Gene Cooper for being died and gone on to see the Lord. But I can make music by myself with the word of God. You're going to learn how to praise God without those instruments he gave them to us. But not always will you have those instruments. So you need to learn how to praise God anyhow. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Andre Crouch recorded the song, but I tell you the song that I hear in my spirit right now, the song I hear God singing, he's sweet, I know. Strong clouds may rise, and strong winds they blow. I'll tell the world, wherever I go, that I've found my Savior, and he is sweet, I know. Say that to yourself, and tell God thank you. He's sweet, I know. Strong clouds they rise, and the strong winds they blow. But I'm telling the world, everywhere I go, that I found my Savior, and he is sweet, sweeter than the honey cold. Hey, my God, and I'm a little shaky. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. He pitied my every groan. Long as I live, and while the trouble arise, I hasten up to his throne. Somebody said, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. I don't have a choir to back me up, but I got Jesus. That's all I need right now. It's Jesus. What he done for me, I never shall forget. What he done for me, I'm making a joyful noise right now. I may not sound like I'm a great singer, but that's all right, too. Because I know that I can sing because God anointed me for that. But I never shall forget what he's done for me. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. And I won't take it back because he's been so good to me. He's my mother and my father. And I won't take it back. He's my sister and my brother. And I won't take it back. He's a doctor and a lawyer. And I won't take it back because he's been so good to me. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. My Lord has been good to me, and I won't turn back. Now, those are just songs that I'm mentioning on the airway. Those are things that will get your spirit man awakened and alive. Don't wait till Sunday. Don't wait till Sunday to start praising God every day. My grandmother sang a song to keep God alive in her heart. Every day they sang the saints when I was growing up. They didn't do a whole lot of talking about this one and that one. They began to sing the melodies of God. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory to God. I'm going to skip over and go to the verse, the chorus. This is my story. And this is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. I know that God is a now God. I know that God is a now God. Even though I have to wait on it, He's still a now God. He is right now present. He is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Which was and which is to come. He's a right now God. He's a now God. You need to get that in your spirit. I don't know who God is speaking to, but you need to know He's a now God. It was 6 months from now, it will still be now when He comes. It was yesterday, it was still now when God showed up. It is tomorrow, He's a now God. Whenever to now is, Sarah did not conceive when God said now. Now Sarah and Abraham, who was older, they had to wait, if you read the story, for the appointed time for that baby to be born. Yes, Abraham went out there and fathered a child with Sarah's handmaiden because Sarah did not believe that her body was old and had them dried up or shriveled up, whatever you want to call it. But Sarah said, you mean me, at this time in my life, I'm going to have pleasure. Abraham, my Lord, his body is dead. And God is telling me that this is going to take place. So she sent him in to her handmaiden. And Abraham fathered a child with the handmaiden. And Sarah got mad. See, sometimes when you try to do God's work for Him, it comes back in your face and it don't feel good. But if God told you He's going to do it, just bless Him until it happens. But when it happened, Sarah named her boy Isaac. Oh, God made her body alive. God just said in His word that I am able to do that, what I said. I'm able to do exceedingly and abundantly, of which all that you ask. His command was now, but it didn't happen then. But when it happened, the now came alive. So hold on to now. Now means now. Don't give up 6 months from now. It's still now. God's word is still now. And I'm ready to close. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, bless His name. If I was in church, somebody would give me a cup of water because I feel like my throat is dry. But I'm going on without the water because now I got a well springing up on the inside of me. Lord, water my mouth. Lord, water my throat so I can get to the end of this sermon in the name of Jesus. God, I need you at my side right now, Lord. Yes, Jude said. Now, and I'm closing with this. Now, come on, say now. Now, unto Him who is able to keep you. Now, unto Him who is able. One Bible says stumbling, and my Bible says to keep you from falling. Now, unto Him who is able. Y'all better hold able. Able is all right with me. Able means it is so with me. Able means is. Now, this is my definition of what able is to me. Right now, I got it. Because able, my grandmother said, dog, you hear me talk about grandma all the time. Grandma said, able, she was trying to buy something. And she said, I need just a little more money to get what I need. And she said, it costs this amount. And she said, I said, Grandma, why you don't go get it? She said, because I ain't able to spell able yet. I said, able You got to sell Abel. She said, yeah, honey. That means I got to have all the money to go get that thing that I'm trying to buy. She asked, well, Grandma, how much you need? She said, I got the A, and I got the B, and I got the L, but I don't have the E. I went in my pocket, and I said, here, Grandma, here's the E. And she said, now I got my Abel. So you all better know that you got your Abel in the Lord. Now, unto him, you got your A because he is Alpha. You got your B because he's the blessed, great I Am. You got your L, he's the Lord God, Jehovah. You got your E, he's from everlasting to everlasting. You got your Abel in Jesus. Abel in Jesus. Victory in Jesus belongs to his children, and we got the victory. We just got to claim it. We just got to declare it. Abel, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your father before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He is happy to present you. He is happy to present you. He's happy that he's able, that you can trust him. He is happy. Woo, he's excited to recommend you before God, his Father. He is able. Jude said, Jude is a little small book in the back of your Bible, I believe it's for Revelation. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling, to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. May the Lord watch between me and thee while in absence, one from another. In Jesus' name, I pray that prayer for you, that the Lord will keep you in his care, that the Lord will keep you in his presence. I pray that the now and the able of God will present you with exceeding joy in the presence of God, in the glory of God, in the honor of God. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. God is running these songs in my mind. I hear God say, I was thinking deep in sin, far from that peaceful shore. I was very deeply stained with sin. I was sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. And from the waters of hell, the waters of drowning in sin, he lifted me, and now saved am I. And the writer went on to say, love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. God's love, he lifted me. God's love will present you with exceeding joy. God's love is able to keep you. God's love will lift you up out of a fiery furnace. And number, if he don't lift you up, he said, I'll get in it with you so that the fire won't consume you. So what are you worrying about? What are you faced with that you got Jesus like you say you do? That's it. If you got Jesus like you say you do, you'll have your pity party for a moment, but then you'll start to serve your Jesus. That's on board. I'm thinking about when the storm was in the sea and Jesus was on the ship with them, and he was down in the hinder part, in the lower part of the ship, and Jesus was taking a little nap. He went to sleep only to see what they were going to do, because I don't believe he was really sleeping, because he knew everything is going to happen. He said, if I'm with them, they won't know what to do. So I'm going to separate myself from them, and I'm going to see how they handle it. And when they saw that they were about to perish, they said, wait a minute. We don't have to fight this battle by ourselves. spirit, because he hadn't died yet. And so therefore, he wasn't on the inside. And once he died, he became inside of us, you see. They had Jesus in the flesh. I got Jesus in the spirit, you see. So when my storms of doubt and fears are set, I can wake up this Jesus on the inside of me. And somebody went there and said, Jesus, Jesus, get up, do something to help us. He said, help us, Lord. Sometimes he let things happen so that you can ask him for help. You're too stubborn and you're too stout-hearted and you think you know everything. But God will allow a storm that you have no other help and no other choice but to call on the name of Jesus and then say, help me, God. I need your help. And the disciple went to Jesus and he woke him up. Lord, I'm trying to quit, but you won't let me quit. I've given the benediction and you still got more to say, because somebody needs this word today. Even me, myself, I'm going to eat this scroll for myself. Don't think I'm preaching to you and I'm not preaching to myself, because no preacher should be able to preach to you that the word don't find him or the lesson name. But let me just say this and I will close. Then woke up Jesus. When you wake up Jesus in your circumstance, I woke up Jesus when I had my heart attack. I said, Lord, what must I do here? And he gave me instructions. I had that heart attack back in 1998, that's what it was. I had it back in 1998. I had no trouble with my heart since, but Jesus did my surgery. Right while I was there alone, he told me what to do, because I said, Lord, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. I need you to tell me what to do, Lord, because I don't know what's going on with my body. And he spoke to me, and he told me something foolish. You would say, I won't do that, but that's what happens when he spit and put the spit on the man's eye. I can see some of you now stretching your neck back. He ain't going to spit on me. You're crazy. You better let Jesus spit on you. But God told me in that bathroom when I was laying out there, and I said, God, what's wrong with me? I've never felt like this before. I've been sick a lot of times, but never felt like this. And God said to me, oh, Lord, I'm so glad I obeyed God, because I would have died at 44 years old. I could have been in and out of the hospital with heart problems. But he told me, he said, pick up the trash can. And the trash can was sitting there. And I picked up just like he said he made me. He's able to do that exceedingly and abundantly. And I picked up the trash can just like he instructed me. See, I talked to God and God talked back to me. Some of you don't talk to God. You talk at him. And I asked him, what must I do? And he said, pick up the trash can. And I picked up the little trash can in the bathroom. And he said, bring it up to your face and put your face down in the trash can. And I put my face down in the trash can because I needed oxygen, because my heart had shut down just about. It wasn't getting oxygen that it needed. And when I began to breathe in that trash can, my breath came back to me and was my own oxygen until I could get down to the hospital. My husband had to come get me and take me to the hospital. They couldn't believe that I didn't come by ambulance, because I did what Jesus said. He said, tell him to come and get you. And I got in the truck with him, and he was scared. And I said, I'm okay. Just get me to the hospital. Stop talking to me. Just get me to the hospital. And when I got to the hospital, I said, call Ella Blatchia and call Renee. They were right there in Dover. I said, and then call my brother Michael and tell my mama that I'm in the hospital with a heart attack. And they gave me one aspirin and a blood clot pass through my mouth, I began to bleed. And God had a saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost-filled nurse taking care of me. And I said, "Nurse, my mouth is bleeding. What's wrong with my mouth?" And she said, "Hallelujah." She said, "Eloplexia, remain and prayed." And he said, "Eloplexia, the blood clot, woo, had just passed from her body." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When my mother and my brother got there from New York to Dover, Delaware, I was walking around praying for the people that was in the hospital with me that didn't know my Jesus. You better grab hold of this because you need this. Say to your neighbor, "Neighbor, you better get you some of this. God is not through talking. I'm trying to quit, but God is still talking. Somebody need this nugget to make it through the night." Oh, hallelujah. 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 I need just a little more Jesus. Sometime we let our lamps get smutty. And we need a little more Jesus to come in and clean up our lamps. And I've used that for a testimony for somebody that needed it today. And God is able to do that. The doctors, when I go for tests now, to check on my heart, don't be foolish, because the enemy don't like you. And he'll try to bring that thing back on you that God has fixed. So I go and keep an eye on the devil, see what he's up to. And when I go, my heart doctor said, "Did you have a heart attack, Patricia?" I said, "Back in 1998, he said, "I'm looking at your x-ray. I'm looking at your EKG. I'm looking at your test." He said, "Keep on doing what you're doing because you're one in a million. Not many come in like you and be able to go out like you." Ah, because my God, I went to him and said, "I need you now, Jesus. I need you now." See, now. Somebody wrote a song. I believe that. It might have been Dale Coley because I love Dale. I don't know. But it says, "I need you now." I'll find it and play it on the next sermon. That was that Smokey Norville, I believe. "I need you now. I need you now." Yeah, now. Now, we'll have it for the next sermon so that you'll know what I'm talking about. "I need you now." So hold on to he's a now God, even if he spoke it 10 years ago. When it happens, it's now. And know that he's got your A, B, L, E. You don't have to wait for it to be complete because Jesus completed your A, B, L, E. At Galilee, at Calvary, on the cross, he completed your A, B, L, E. Know that now God is able. Now God can perform. Now God will do just what he said. Dr. Scott, if you'd like to play a song, go right ahead because I'm finished. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Just let the church.
Evangelist, I want to thank you for a stirring sermon. Thank you. I'm sure all the hearts are moved. May God have give us our blessings and let us all bless God. Amen, amen, amen.
Let the church say amen. Mm-hmm.
Let the church.
Everybody.
So let the church say, "Can I get a witness?"
Let the church say,
"To what his plans are,
let the church
to what his word
say,
says, God has spoken.
God has spoken.
your body to the raising of the dead. No matter how you're feeling or how your world is reeling, battle on through the night, 'cause you're gonna win the fight, even in the valley or standing at your Red Sea. Continue to say, 'cause your help is on the way. My God has spoken. I heard. Let the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Viewing this service. Blessed assurance.